You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom. Aloha. And happy last week of February. Welcome to the Man Dog Pod. Big check-in with me, Dan, the Man Lippert, and my good friend Ryan, the Guyan Rosenberg.
There we go. My nickname is a lot worse, but hey, I'm here just the same. How are you, Dan?
Good. We both have nicknames. One is a little bit better rhyme, but they both tell people.
What was yours? The Big Man?
No, just the Man.
The Man.
I'll take Big Man.
Big man.
Sure. But we're letting everyone know we're men. That's kind of what our nicknames are all about. I'm the man.
Big time.
You're a guy.
Huge. That's right. That's right. Well, happy Monday to everybody. I hope you had a good weekend. Right? This comes out on a Monday.
That's correct.
I hope you had a good weekend. I'm planning on a good weekend, though we are not quite there yet. We're just working towards it.
But once we get there, it's going to be a good weekend. I can feel it.
That's right. That's right. Things out in California are going okay. The weather is surprisingly nice for the winter. I'm a little sad and scared for other parts of the country where it's so freezing right now.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody in Texas and anywhere. It seems like the whole middle of the country is going through real frigid temperatures. So we feel you and bundle up.
Yeah, I hope everything's all right and comfortable and well, this is the new normal, is really crazy extreme weather events
right.
over and over
right.
again.
It's scary. It's scary. Yeah, it's like, you know, out of our control. Feels like a bigger nature thing. It's horrifying.
Yeah. And they were saying it when I was in high school, probably earlier, but that's just as long as I remember. It was like, hey, this is going to happen. And everyone being like, yeah, no, it's not.
Totally.
Here we are. So we hope you're all... I don't even know. I don't know what I've never been in freezing cold weather, so I don't even know what
right.
I would do.
You're
right
a desert
now.
Guy. Did it even get cold where you were in Page? Did it get cold?
Page, I don't remember Page getting super cold, but Tucson, like in the winter, it drops at night. Deserts get cold at night, but it's not like snowy. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
right,
you know, below freezing.
Right, right, just barely. Yeah, same. I lived in Northern California around Sacramento area. Shout out to Rockland, California. Everybody in Rockland, Roseville area. Lincoln, sure, why not?
Ooh,
and the pipes would freeze. Lincoln, it's on the other, like, I would go one way from my town towards Sacramento, and Lincoln is sort of away, so it's like a smaller, anyway, it's wonderful, but I didn't spend much time there. But we would have our pipes freeze in the winter. Same thing, it would get, like, just below freezing. It would get, like, 28 degrees or something, and not that often. So we would have to, like, wrap towels and stuff around the pipes and leave things just dripping just a little bit so that there was water going through so they didn't freeze. But didn't have too many problems with it.
That's the thing they don't really teach you, right? If your family does it, you will know growing up. But if you move somewhere where things freeze and no one said that to you, what do? You just, your plants die
right.
and your pipes freeze.
Right. I'm sure it's like baked into the culture of wherever the temperatures get that way, right? Like it must be like a local...
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess if you were new and the first time would really shock you.
Yeah. If I was from like New York and I moved to Tucson in the winter, I don't know. My pipes
right.
would freeze.
You'd be like, why am I so hot in my coat? That would be your problem.
This pizza sure tastes a lot like a quesadilla.
Crispy and on a tortilla.
a little rhyme.
Hey, we're doing it. We're doing it. Well, how are you feeling today, Dan? We're just checking in. We're chatting. We're talking. This is for all the homies who just want something to listen to, right? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, the big news in my world is I got one of those alarms that slowly lights up in the morning so that you're not getting
Ooh.
the phone alarm screaming at you right when you're supposed to
right.
wake up. You're getting this.
It's like a sunrise
yeah.
type of vibe.
And then you, and then it makes a little noise at the right time, but it gives you 30 minutes of the sun coming up. This is my first morning with it. Not sure yet. I think it worked.
Did you wake up to the light before the sound, or did the
I
sound
did.
Wake
the
you?
The light woke me.
Okay.
The light woke me.
Because if the sound wakes you, the light fails.
That's,
kind
oh,
of.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was like a more subtle rise anyway.
Right. The light kind of makes you aware that noise is coming a little bit. But no, the light woke me and I got up, I would say a little bit gently, but maybe I didn't have a great night's sleep, so I just don't feel amazing.
Having a great night's sleep. I mean, if there was one thing I could actually convince myself of, it's, and I hope to do it soon, is that sleep is really important. I don't seem to give it the reverence it deserves, and I feel like I'm underslept often.
I'll tell you, if you were like, you know how they do the analytics for the NBA, take more threes, it's a higher percentage than twos, you'll probably get the rebound. If you did analytics of my life, you would cut my 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. You'd say,
"Oh yeah,
that nothing productive has happened here. Go to sleep." Right. That's the analytics.
Or you could go like every night, you could do an hour of exercise, an hour of writing, and an hour of reading, and every night you choose not to.
Yeah, those are the huge analytics. That's for sure. It's like,
yeah, that's the positive love. Like, what are we adding?
Yeah.
But man, yeah, I don't do it. Sometimes you got to relax, though. I think you can't, you know, punish yourself about it, but it is something to notice.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, I don't need to do it every day, but never doesn't work for all those habits.
I definitely hold on to the comfort of nothingness very tightly. The comfort of like, I have nothing for these 4 hours or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to do nothing because I like
the,
having
just
that.
The relief of being finished or not. Not, yeah, that's interesting. What do you think that is?
I don't know.
I mean, not that it has to be a fixed or whatever, but what do you think is so significant?
I don't know. I don't like having to do things. I have like a busy week and I can't wait for it to be over. You know, I like full control of my week. I like to know when my things are and to know that I'm running them. And then I have a week that's like other people are determining my schedule and I just kind of like, I think there's an anxiety of the unknown a little bit of like, all these things I have to do, they could not work or they could, you know, I could.
And in nothingness, that anxiety is gone because there's no like pressure on you.
Yeah,
sort of.
Nothing is coming up that you could fail at or you know, not have fun with. So it's like, yeah, great.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if this is the same, but I always feel like so codependently worried about other people or did I live up to what I said or did I finish that thing on time or whatever that like, I'm stressing myself out in my head all the time, even if I'm not like physically busy working, you know? So it's nice to just be like, hey, it's 10 p.m. Nobody needs anything.
Right.
Like I always, like, even though it's not actually happening necessarily my thing, I don't know if you, but like I feel beholden to people all the time. And so it's nice to be like, yeah, nobody's going to need anything for these hours. It's like truly my free time.
Yeah, totally. I relate to that. Because
4 hours in the morning is not relaxing.
No,
it's like better get going.
Yeah, there's like an expectation of getting stuff done. Someone could have texted you, emailed you, and you feel like I have to respond to this, or you whatever. But yeah, at night you can be like, hey, I didn't do anything. I didn't get back to you. I don't owe you anything because it was nighttime.
Yeah,
it was not the time that I have to respond.
Socially accepted. Everybody's at home.
Yeah,
sleeping hopefully. Well, I'm excited for your new alarm. I hope it's as reliable as the rooster.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope as the cock crows that it'll wake me up. Yeah, and that's what the product box said, as reliable as the rooster.
Good. Only for people from a certain area. Rural.
What's going on with you? How's everything going?
Things are good. Also have a kind of a busy-ish week going on just with some podcast recording and a little bit of work. And I just found out that I'm going to be moving, which I'm really excited about.
Cheers. L'chaim. Cheers.
Thank you.
Shalom and aloha, really.
It's all, you know, it's all of them, all the good things. So yeah, I'm really excited. I've been living in a place that I really like with a roommate who I like, you know, for the last couple years, but I'm excited to be moving into my own spot and having my own little space. And it's a little bit more out of town and surrounded by trees and birds and stuff. So I'm just excited for a little bit of peace.
Yeah, for everybody out there who's been listening for a while, it's come up a few times that you've been looking for a little space, a little out of the city. You feel like a little bogged down by being in the middle of Hollywood. So this is an exciting step for all for you, but all our listeners who have heard, who know that you've been wanting this.
Yes, totally. I feel very fortunate and lucky to be able to do it right now, and just kind of figure, like, I liked where I lived when I was running around trying to, like, go to auditions and see people for improv and all that stuff. But since that's not really available to me right now, it's like I want to have a little more comfy space and not be around as much traffic and horns and, you know, all that stuff. So I'm very excited. Very excited.
Outside your place, I had my car got totaled once. I had my biggest accident ever. Mm-hmm. That street, it's just a nightmare, I would say, you know?
People, it's right near the freeway, and it's a residential street, but people treat it as like, no, I'm going to the freeway, so I'm going to go 50.
Yeah.
Because I'm like on my commute already, and it's like, well, we live here, it's not, so please don't.
You can't feel safe, like 100% yeah. safe.
Yes. Yeah, every time I like get out of my car and have to like cross the street to get to my house, if I park on the other side, I definitely have to give it a big like,
yeah,
like more than a normal residential street, you know, because it does feel like, yeah, people could come down here at like 60, which feels crazy. Like, and I get it. When I drive around LA, I'm like, I got to get where I'm going. There's something about the like freneticness, but man, I'm excited to be out of there.
Yeah, you don't understand from in your car that those houses, like there's lives going on there. And
right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it makes me think of that thing about like looking both ways to cross the street is like, it makes me think of all the little things that add up that we don't really think about with our situation. Mm-hmm. That like once mm-hmm. they're gone, it's like almost like a breath of fresh air where it's like, oh, yes. I can just saunter across the street here. Like there's just like a freedom right. to that feeling.
Right. Right. And it was the new place I'm moving just has like way more trees, just yeah. like way more trees in the neighborhood. And just by like arriving there, I literally did go like,
that's great.
You know, like just something that is, yeah, like you said, something you don't realize is maybe not bothering you, but yeah, a weight in some way that you're, you know, it's exciting to take that off in the same way as like what you're saying. It'll be nice to just relax a little bit.
Yeah.
More. You know,
how did it, the process of getting it feel? Was there like the nerve wracking, like credit check and the like, is someone going to scoop me? Did you do any like, hey, I'll pay cash, any of that stuff?
Right. I got pretty lucky. I mean, I've been very casually looking. I've only like gone and seen like two or three other places, but I didn't really care for them, didn't apply or anything. But I've just been scouring the internet like constantly just to see like what is available at all. So I kind of like I get kind of obsessive about stuff in general, but definitely this, like I've seen every available property for the last 3 months in all of the areas I wanted to live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I've been on the same website and been like, okay, I remember looking at this 10 different times. Clearly nobody wants to rent this. It's still available. And then every once in a while you see like a new one pop up that you're like, oh, I've looked in this little pocket 100 times and there hasn't been this place. So it must have just been, you know, whatever. So the place that I am moving was only on the market for like one day.
Wow.
Like I called her the day it went up or whatever, the day after. And I saw it the following day. And it just felt really right and cool. So I put down the deposit and I'm going to go get keys at the beginning of the month. I'm still going to pay one more at my place because I sort of was quick to get out of here and don't want to leave my roommate in the lurch, right. You know? And it'll give me some time to like slowly move because this all happened fast. But the woman who's renting to me said that like she's gotten like 20 calls a day about it, that wow. like people want to come see it or whatever. So I'm glad that I sort of got in and scooped it. And, you know, when I saw it, I was like, I don't want to miss this. So what do I have to do to like, you know, hurry the process along? So filled out the application, did my own credit check. This was the first time a landlord, you know, they usually charge you like $50 to do a credit check right. and whatever. She's like, go to Credit Karma, print out this thing and give it to me. And I'm like, okay, gladly.
That's how you know, already you're going to be in a positive landlord situation.
I know. I know.
Second one, they're like, hey, I understand the parts of this that are unfair and I think illegal actually, and I'm not right. going to do them. It's like, oh, great. This is a good yes. step.
Yes. She's definitely thorough and everything, but it did feel nice that it was like a little more casual and a little bit more like human mm-hmm. than other experiences I had had. It's a small little complex, or not even complex, like 4 or 5 unit thing. So, yeah, it just feels nice and easy, yeah. which is kind of what I want in my life right now. So I'm excited. Woo! And it's right by a nice park. I'm going to go for walks in the park. Oh, baby. Can't wait.
I was thinking about, because there's been some, like John, my roommate got a new car. And I was thinking about, like, when I get new things or, like, moving, how much you're buying or moving, like, looking for the possibility of the next you. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, what you're shopping for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. is, like, this me is, like, a park guy. It's, like, a sit outside mm-hmm. on the patio and drink coffee guy. Right. It's, like, I read my book and I enjoy life a little more. And it's nice to, like, have that fantasy, but also, like, know that you're... It's exciting to move into that zone.
Right. Because I currently live like almost equidistant between the two UCB theaters. Mm-hmm. And like that was that guy for a while. Mm-hmm. Like the guy who wanted to be able to walk to both theaters, always have that social stuff around, hang out with comedians every night of the week. But now that that shit's not happening, it's like, well, that's not that guy anymore.
Right.
You know? So it feels like, and I often feel like, I will get in a thing and then like really wear that groove maybe until it becomes a rut, you know? And so like, I feel like sometimes I'm catching up, not even planning the new guy, but like catching up to where I've already been for a year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and maybe didn't even realize it that I wanted that change so bad or whatever. So yeah, all those things feel great. Feels like catching up to where I want to be. This place has washer and dryer hookups, but no washer and dryer. So I'm going to go on Craigslist and try to figure out a usable set of those.
That's great.
But I have not had washer and dryer in my own place in Los Angeles. So, which is crazy.
15 like, years or whatever.
The rest of the country has really got it figured out where you can live in a house for cheap and have a good life. LA sucks. like there's cool stuff here, but it really is true. The older I get when people are like the cost of living and the style of living, like it's just a huge difference. Like, what we have here is, yeah, the pluses and minuses are just there. It's nice year-round, and you're not that far from the beach and stuff, but it's really expensive, and you have a little apartment, and landlords know that it's competitive, so they don't have to, like, care.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm excited to just have my own little thing. Anyway.
It's very usury, the system. You never feel, like, in power at all. You feel like you said, that catching up feels right. Like, you're always, like... And desperate. There's like a desperation.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I don't need any of this, actually. Please just give me the place. Like, yeah, fridge, I'll find one. Thank you.
Right. Even with this place, I was like, well, I'm ready to move in March 1st. And she was like, well, it's already available today. Can you do this week? And I was like, it's the first day. It's the first day you are renting it. And you expect me to move in tomorrow? And she's like, yeah, pretty much. Like,
if you don't,
vacant.
Someone else will.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to give away whatever it is, $500 or something. So she tricked me. I'm getting in there early. Mm. But I'm not even going to move in for a minute. I'm just going to, like, get the keys and whatever.
The slow move is nice, too. You can, like, set up the internet, set up the electricity, whatever you got to do.
Right.
You know, it's not that stressful. Like, I got to be out of here.
Mm-hmm. And, like, nobody's like... TikTok, I'm waiting to get into that room of yours.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody's like, you need to be out and cleaned and painted or whatever. But I have kind of fucked up this room. So I've lived in here for like over 2 years. And in the last year from quarantine, I do everything in here. Like, I work from in here with podcasts. I sleep, you know, watch TV, whatever. And so, like, I've moved stuff around a lot. So there's just like a lot of holes in the mm-hmm. wall, like a lot of little things I need to patch. And I think I may actually paint it
nice.
Before the next person gets in. Well, it's just, I mean, it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
We've had a nice situation where the front house and the back house of my place has always been inhabited by comedians for the last 8 years or 6 years or something like that. But because of that, there's been no like security deposit or like, official switching with the landlords.
Right.
Someone's just like, I'm moving out. You want to move in? Great. We'll let them know after a couple months. And it's like, well, hey, I already live here. but because of that, it hasn't been like spruced up between roommates. It's just sort of like you get what the last person left you.
Yeah.
You know? So there's holes from before me, and then I made plenty of new ones. So I think I want to do the little project of cleaning it up.
It is surprisingly not a shithole considering that. Like you imagine kind of like a college apartment or something like that, or a college mm-hmm. house of like mm-hmm. the moving through, like, yeah, it's got the holes and stuff, but you walk in and it's not like, oh, this place has been lived in, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I love my place. It's been a really great place for me to be and all that stuff, but it's, yeah, it is. It's just where it's situated that I don't love. I love that it's like a triplex rather than like an apartment. It feels like a house, you know. But yeah. Anyway, that's the big news for me. Obviously, I can't stop talking about it. Thanks for asking.
Congratulations! I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
This is big.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
This new look. I'm really admiring the picture behind you, that like nice blue sky with the trees. I'm almost like maybe I get the exact same one because it's really,
and there's a basketball
hoop. Oh, that's nice.
It's Venice Beach basketball court.
It's so pleasant to look at.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. You know, bring a little outside in.
Got a real you know, that, and that ever, for all you White Men Can't Jump fans. Yes, that is the court from White Men Can't Jump. That is pictured above Ryan's shoulder.
I know you're all thinking it.
Let's just get it out there right now.
Get it out there. Out here at the beach, the wind can blow the ball 6 to 8 inches either way.
That was one of my early quarantine watches. I hadn't seen it since like middle school or high school.
I think that's one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a fun movie.
It's such a fun movie, and I'm obsessed with basketball. And as a kid, just like playing outside and wanting to play in the street all the time, it's sort of nostalgic for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. There's like a, even though there's like a stressful plot to it, there's like a looseness to like the guys that show up and play basketball together and whatever. It's nice.
They're having a blast. It's like my dream to like play tricky basketball. And yeah, it just looks like so much fun.
And we obviously weren't doing the tricky basketball, but we were living the dream. We had that Sunday game. I really miss playing, man. It's really, God, every time I watch I get like a little bit sad because it's like, man, right. I miss fucking playing.
And it's so close. Like, it's so close and so far. Like, we could still all play basketball. Right. It's just wildly unsafe. Right. You know, it's not like it went away. We're just not allowed to do it for our own health.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, it stinks. Just like everything.
Yeah, I will continue to think, like, when is that going to happen? You know, are we... Right. Now the Fauci man's talking about April for open vaccines for everybody. Right. And it's like, are we all going to be vaccinated in April, May? Can we just start playing then? Or do we still have to like mask up and what? I don't even know. Maybe two games is what we'll do first. Just like.
I'll fuck around and play some horse. You know what I mean? I'll get out there and lose horse every time because I can't shoot. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, because the reality is if I do what I actually want to, then we're going to have to start a GoFundMe for my two ACLs.
I want to play immediately and run hard.
This is going to have to be a very slow build.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of passing, a lot of just, you know, getting our routines down, a lot of practice before we get back out there. I have been thinking about it, though. Like, I do want to get back to playing, and I'm like, I think I have to, like, start getting in shape now.
Yeah.
So that I'm not literally embarrassed or get hurt right away. Like, I want to have like a fantasy of like getting in really good basketball shape and then starting that Sunday league up again. Like, it's a true fantasy of like, I can like touch the rim. What if we came back and I could dunk? What if at 35 I learned to dunk?
Yeah, you got COVID dunk going. That would be great. Everybody would lose their shit if you just, especially if you didn't do it in practice. If you did it in game,
right? Everyone would be like, oh! Yeah. I mean, I used to have hops. If I lost 60 pounds and did tons of squats every day, I think I could dunk. Well, at least a mini ball.
We should live the dream. We can start doing that. We should look up a couple, you know, just a couple regimens, a couple at home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were joking about first month back, we don't even use a ball. It's all just, you know, playing on the courts, workouts, getting the team mentality together, getting the weave, game shape, weave. Know. Yeah. No ball.
Practicing our defense, the shell game, whatever. Yeah. I miss it. I want it. But this, even just talking about it makes me happy.
I think
basketball, not only is the game fun, but I miss the like friendship and camaraderie that everybody was excited to go on Sunday, and you don't necessarily see everybody all week, so it's like a nice catch-up routine thing. I miss that.
Really nice. A nice, just like expected. One of those other things that's like, it's not just the playing I miss, but like you said, just like the knowing that I was going to see these like 10 to 25 people in my life that are like, you know, I have various like closeness with, but it's nice. They're all funny. Mm-hmm. They're all nice to talk to. It's all like
playful. And I think for men, it doesn't have to be this way, but like generally I feel less close to people and less like talkative and sharing with all those people. But when I play basketball and we're like physically competing and physically close, it makes me feel really close to everyone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think sports in general is like a really great connective thing in that way. And you feel like you know somebody when you like play against them every week.
Yeah.
You know how they work, how they move, what their attitude is. You learn to like trust or not trust certain things. And it's like, I wish we could just have more open communication. But until that happens, this is a great way in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great observation. I agree. It's like, it is intimate. Like, you're really, mm-hmm. Everyone we play with, I know so much better what, mm-hmm. like, what makes them tick, what type of person they are. And yeah, like, right. That trust. Like, I'm much closer to some people because of the way they play and, like, the way mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, you're like, you're a team player. You're supportive. You're fun.
Right.
And then there's other people, you know, who cares? But you know, don't usually last that long because, you know, they don't vibe with the group. But you're like, oh, you're a little more
you're unsafe and aggressive and
dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's also like sides of myself that I show when I'm doing that like, you know, I try to always be like sweet and nice and whatever, but I get like aggressive. Mm-hmm. But like a controlled aggression, you know what I mean? Like aggressive and trying my hardest and like a little bit angry, but in a healthy way where it's like, yeah, the point is to like let out all those emotions out here.
Yeah.
A bit, you know? And like, yeah, most people don't see that side of me. I'm mostly just like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Whatever. But like in basketball, you can sort of like drop some of that and be a different real version of yourself.
For sure.
Do you find that? I
for
do.
For sure, like, yeah. That siren would have been perfectly timed 10 minutes ago.
Right.
Absolutely. Especially that like anger and aggression, it's like a great place to express that for myself too. Mm-hmm. Just like these things that build up that I don't express in my day-to-day life, that like sometimes on stage you can let that be the therapeutic space mm-hmm. where you get to be these different parts of yourself. But also, yeah, mm-hmm. that like competitive, like impatient, like mm-hmm. yelling and like, yeah, like getting it out.
Wanting
fun.
To like succeed. And there's a little bit of like, like wanting to win.
Right.
I don't want to like beat everybody all day, but there's part of me who wants to like push for greatness
yeah.
and stuff like that. And like sports lets you do that in a controlled environment that is fun,
yeah.
you know? So I miss it. But even this talking about it's it makes nice. Me feel really good. Yeah.
There's even a, you know, it's hard to quantify and I don't like holding it all the time, but there's a want to like be quantifiably better at things than people.
Sure.
And in basketball, right. you can be like, hey, you guard me. We'll see who's better today. And there is that right. like, you can't really do right. that with improv or with like acting or making things, but it's mm-hmm. inside of you. Someone makes a thing and you're like, I can mm-hmm. do that better.
Well, and you're also working together with people. You're like working together with people on your mm-hmm. team, but also against the person across from mm-hmm. you. It's like really mentally wild. I don't know. It is. Like you're saying, you can definitely beat people, but you have to like, it's not individual.
No.
Like you still have to help your team.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's very, yeah, it's cool. I love it.
Oh, baby. Let's play soon.
How are you liking the actual basketball season?
I'm enjoying it. It's been fun. It's yeah. really weird. It's really weird because the teams are sick or COVID protocols and there's no like consistency. Mm-hmm. It feels more like you're watching pickup games sometimes where they're just kind of like mm-hmm. shooting and there doesn't look to be as much of a game plan. And to mm-hmm. like, we'll bet the overs every once in a while, like how much points will be scored in the whole game. And that used to be like 215, 220. There's games that are like the over bet is 250, 260. Like, so it's like,
right.
what is
right.
going on? They're going to score 130 points for each team? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I guess I have to get with this. They are doing
yeah.
it. Yeah. Feels crazy.
But there's so many good players. It's so fun to watch. Like, other than mm-hmm. the fucking Cleveland Cavaliers who have just are terrible and have screwed me over a couple yeah. times financially.
they're terrible, but they screwed you over. I think you just should have known they were terrible.
Well, that's the thing is I bet that they were terrible, but not as bad as I thought they were. But they were worse. I bet like $20 on games and I treat it like it's 500 like emotionally.
Right.
Every team has people that are so fun to watch. That it's like you can throw
I think
on
that
it
adds
game.
To like the pickup
yeah.
like it feels like any team can win any night
yeah.
by 20. It's like, oh, this guy went off and your star missed all their shots, like it should have gone the other way by 20 points. And I think that's exciting, but also feels like, what?
Yeah.
How does, in the old days, it used to be like the best teams always win and the worst teams always lose.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like. Maybe it was just because I was a kid, but.
Yeah, there's, it seems to be less awareness of a game plan, even though there is one. Like when I'm watching, right. It's like, it seems like they're just like, who makes more threes today sometimes? And it's like, oh, our three was off. We lost by 30 points, even though we're the best team in the league.
Right. I think it's really, though, that everybody is really good, so you can't make mistakes. Like, if good teams make any mistakes, bad teams are still really good.
Yeah, every team has five. Their starters are five guys who made the NBA. So it's like,
right.
They're the best guys in the world. Right. But yeah, it's fun to watch. Fun to watch.
What else is coming down the pipeline? Anything fun or exciting? I mean, I don't know if this is public news, but I got to congratulate you on some new work stuff coming in, Dan. And, you know, it's probably all, you can't hear it. You'll see it when it comes out, but Dan's working, baby.
It's happening this week at least, so I'm excited. It's nice to be, you know, I started working with a new manager the end of last year. And my problem as an actor was I don't watch things and go like, why didn't I get that part? I'll watch things and be like, why didn't I even know about this part? So now it feels like I at least know about the thing. I'm like auditioning for it. And it makes me feel.
Yeah, your hat feels in the ring a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm enjoying that feeling. Right. And the thing of like, you can't get better at whatever, auditioning or anything without doing a ton of it. And so like the knowledge that like, just the fact of doing it is helpful for me. Is nice,
right? Well, I think you know we all are comedians or artists with our own fucking imposter shit or whatever. But I think that when you show up, people like it. You know what I mean? So anytime you're in the ring, it's going to be good for you. And I think it's sometimes hard for us to remember that, because we all are like, oh, I don't. It's about what I don't have or what I, you know, they have the thing that I want, and it's like, well, you got to just keep trying, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool to see that as soon as you were trying in a more active way that it started to, you know, pick up or make a blip or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's great. Thank you. It's nice to actually feel like I'm doing it. So it's cool. I'm
totally.
And it's that thing where it's like it's nice and then it's scary and it's complicated and like self-tape. Right. The first thing I got to do, not to turn a good thing into like a negative self-talk, but I guess that's what my brain does. I just got to get a hold.
Good to recognize. Good to recognize.
It's happening and it always happens. I got to get myself a wardrobe for the current body I have. Because every audition I do, I'm putting on clothes from last year, which is a time where I was playing basketball three times a week and not sitting at home all day. And so every time I do anything, I look at my body and I go, like, Jesus fucking Christ. Nothing fits ever. Right. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. If you're wearing clothes that are not made for your body, you think you look bad.
It's an old version of yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you got to love the current version, regardless of what it is. If you wear a 2X, buy a 2X and get back down to the X if you want to. You know what I mean?
I got a model one of these. It's funny. I bought a bunch of XL tall, double XL tall stuff because I was trying to do this, and their fit is funny. We might cut into the model, or you can watch me throw it on.
I'm wearing a 2X right now. We can both show off our big ones. I'm wearing a 2X right now. We can both show off our big clothes.
The 2X is good. The 2X tall is insane.
I can't wait. Here we go, folks. And I'm vamping. Dan is, of course, going into his closet. If you're watching the video, you can see his little bum. And here comes the shirt pull on.
Now, this looks like a pretty nice shirt. So maybe you're just telling me what's happening here.
Yeah, a little red sort of pinkish button-up shirt. Still got the tag. He's not sure about it. He's not quite sure he wants to keep it. But I like the look. I think it's good. Ooh, and it looks nice.
Doesn't even look that shirt crazy peeking here. Through.
Yeah, back up.
Well,
back up. Looks great. You're a tall man. It's fun.
This didn't end up being as funny as I thought it would be.
Right. Well, now I'm going to stand up and reveal my 2XL shirt, which I don't really, really need, but my XLs were feeling a little tighter than I wanted them to. So here it is.
Okay, there we go. I like this on you. You might not be able to hear me, but I like this look on Ryan here. Huh? I like that look on you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's got a little more space in it, and I've really been enjoying it. I just got some new sweatpants and a new shirt.
What about sweatpants?
And they're just so comfy. I've been like, I don't need any real clothes right now. I'm just buying comfy clothes, and it's been great. I'm really not buying many clothes, but if I do, they're for lounge.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice. I'm always in linens or sweats, and it's just I've aged.
What else do
you need? I'm 85 years old.
I've aged 10 years in the last year, 100%, 100%.
But thank you for bringing that up. And I'm excited for all that stuff. And this was a nice check-in.
They always are. Yeah. Everyone out there, we hope that your days or weeks are going good and everybody is safe and healthy and that you're able to pursue what you want as well.
Yes.
It just feels good to want something and go after it, you know?
Take it.
Yeah, it's all about taking. Hopefully it can be from someone else.
For everyone who maybe this is the first episode of the month you listen to or you're new to the podcast, starting in March, the Patreon is shifting just slightly. Our $10 tier is becoming an $8 tier. We're adding a monthly episode that the $8 and $15 tiers will get, the Big Dogs and Boss Hogs. The all the tiers will be getting extended versions of every episode.
That's right.
And the Friday episodes that come out for free will be like a limited length of episodes, so that you'll be getting a little more on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. Extended versions of our already public episodes.
That's a good way to say it.
The check-ins won't be extra long.
No, that's right.
And
Peepus, this last Friday was a fun episode. And then Peepus this Friday is a very fun one that we recorded yesterday. That was a blast. So keep your eyes out for that one.
I really cracked up during that one. That was really fun.
Sometimes I'm like, is it okay that I literally just sit and laugh through a whole episode? Do I have to start focusing up? But I enjoy it. Sorry.
It felt focused too.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. And thanks to everybody for listening and following us through this whole journey.
Yeah.
The Patreon obviously started as a very small DIY thing, has grown a little bit, and I think it'll always just kind of keep growing and changing based on whatever it is that we're doing. So thanks for sticking with us. And if you're here new, thanks for joining. And we hope you all have a good week.
Yeah, enjoy your week, and thanks for the support, and we'll see you soon.
Alrighty then.
Bye.
Goodbye.